episode 12 of our series on margin and the conversation of winning well. We've spent a few of those 12 lessons figuring out the types of weapons of warfare and skill that God wants to impart or leave with us, because life is about overcoming things and gaining the victory over things and then giving God the glory for things. And so we've already had great conversation about that. This week, we're devoting our conversation to fueling up so that we've got sort of endurance for the distance and we've got perseverance for the path ahead of us, and so that we're not feeling exhausted because we're in some kind of a battle of winning victory wits and taking territory. It was never intended to be wearisome or burdensome. Jesus, in fact, said quite the opposite. Come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So whatever we do in life and are called to do in life, it shouldn't be an unmanageable burden, but a real joy. And so we started talking a little about what that looked like yesterday, with joy being our strength, and in particular, the joy of the Lord. Today, I want to talk to you about what it looks like to wait patiently on the Lord. It is not passive. So don't tap out. Don't think waiting is sitting at home, inactive. There is a kind of active waiting, a kind of persistent waiting that makes us strong. And so we find that idea in Isaiah. One of the scriptures that represents it really well is in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 says, "Have you not heard? Do you not know? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He is understanding, his understanding is not fully searchable, it's unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and grow weary, even young people can get tired, and even young men can utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." It's such an incredibly powerful passage of scripture. Sometimes we're tempted just to read that last little bit, "they that wait upon the Lord." But there is a little conversation that leads up to that. It distinguishes the difference between human strength and righteous strength. You know, the idea of young men is the idea of youthfulness, the energy and strength of just being young. But the Bible says even that fails you. There is a different kind of strength that God gives us that comes in a particular way. And that's our conversation today. And so perhaps if you're feeling a little wearied out from the process or whatever it is that you're navigating, trusting God for, believing for, or even just climbing to win, you know, a success in business, a expanding of your territory and your turf to God's glory, you can get tired of all of that, you know. And the Bible teaches us how to fuel up and to feel strong. And in this passage of scripture, I wanted to take you through a couple of things, that it is not a passive kind of waiting or a lazy kind of waiting. It's quite active, actually. There's running and walking while waiting. And you know, it's possible to run and rest and walk and rest. At least biblically speaking, it's possible to do that. It simply means that I leave the outcome or result, the fruit of it, in God's hands. I don't get anxious about it and I don't try and make it happen. I simply keep walking. I keep running and I keep fighting with an anticipation that it'll work out in the end. You know, you really become weary when while you're running, fighting, working, or weighing, you start to feel like it isn't going to work out in the end. But those of us who put our trust in the Lord, we have a confidence that He will work it out. And even if I can't see how it's going to work out, we have a confidence, hello Denmark, that He will work it out, the Rasmussens. And so this is my trust in the Lord. My trust in the Lord is that as I am doing what I am able to do faithfully, my strength comes from the confidence that God will do what He is able to do and He will work it out. And so I want to encourage you concerning how to wait actively upon the Lord, not passively, and renew your strength. The first idea is right at the verse that I first read, verse 28. Have you not heard? Do you not know? Repeat to yourself that God is able. Do you know, we repeat to ourselves a lot of things that are unhelpful, things that are negative. We tell that story again and again. We hear it from friends and family, repeat it over and over. South Africa this, or the world that, or the virus this, and the vaccine that. But perhaps your strength will best be renewed if you repeat, God is able, God is faithful. Have you not heard, do you not know, God never slumbers nor sleeps, he does not faint nor grow weary, our God is able. You have to put that on repeat in your heart and in your mind, or else you're going to be drained of strength altogether. But if you put yourself in that repeat, your strength rises and God is able. The second idea I want to encourage you on is that while we wait upon the Lord and allow him to renew our strength, we should be resting not our bodies, but our spirit on God's certainties. Resting your spirit on God's certainties. You know, have you ever been troubled by something? You heard something that bothered you, or you forgot something and it's bothering you. That is a kind of weariness. Well, resting your spirit on God's certainties is to say, I'm not sure how this is exactly going to work out, but God is good and God is faithful, and I'm resting my spirit on that, and I'm not going to allow anything else to trouble or bother my assurance. You know, think of the old hymns, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. You know, there's a power in them for a very specific reason. They're powerful because they give us peace in storms and troubled times. They were written in times of actual war and times of droughts and times of depressions. And it was a reminder that God is faithful. And so resting, I beg your pardon, waiting on the Lord means repeating the authority of God, acknowledgement that God is mighty, and resting your spirit on the certainties of God and the assurances of God, and then a bit of running. And here's what I mean by running. You know, you keep doing it. You keep reading. You keep practicing. You keep walking. A dangerous thing to just stop and overthink things. I think you become very weary. You stop loving. You stop attending. You stop reading. You stop doing just to think. And when you do that, a weariness comes into your spirit. I think you have to keep going. You have to keep going and allow the Lord to work through the motion of your action. And I know that that can be so tiring, but it is much more tiring. I'll tell you why. When you stop everything and overthink anything, you find it difficult to start again. The inertia, that initial push becomes so incredibly difficult to do. So I want to encourage you, keep going. Keep going in taking the next step, just one step after the other, one step out of bed, one step towards your work, one step towards, and let God build within your steps a renewing of strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. I think there is a resting for the body, which means to just lie down and rest. But you've got to be really careful that you don't put your spirit to lie down. It becomes very difficult to stand up again. And my encouragement to you today is, in this process of renewing your strength, repeat, God is able. Allow your spirit to rest on the assurances of God, and keep walking. Keep running. Because if you keep doing those things, God will build into you whatever you think is lacking. So I trust that that's been a helpful conversation. We're renewing our strength through the joy of the Lord yesterday. We're renewing our strength today by waiting on the Lord biblically. We'll keep building our strength the rest of this week and end with a song of praise on Friday. Let's pray together, everybody. Father, thank you so much for your word. It is our source, our strength, and our daily bread. Lord, we pray that if we have felt weary or that our fuel has run out, that we are running on empty and not sure that we can handle one more day, that you will renew our strength today. That, Lord, we repeat to our spirits the reality that God is able. He neither slumbers nor sleeps, is never weary nor faints. That's our God. And that we rest our spirit on the assurances of your word, and that we keep running and we keep walking, because somewhere in the action you will bring the answer. We thank you for that as we celebrate your goodness toward us. In Jesus' name, amen.